Welcome to This Guy, That Guy podcast, a podcast about life, family, friendships, and some sports talk. Gather your friends and family and listen along.
Hello, can you hear me out there in podcast land? Hello.
Hello. What happened? Every time I try to go live, every time. Every time. Beforehand, we're good. I have no issues. Every time.
Maybe the live feed
is less live because I've thrown something. Maybe. It's frustrating.
Who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Literally, I had no issues playing around with it.
Well, I mean, the only issues we had was Nick went dark, and we had to figure out what's going on.
I did go dark, and now I'm on my backup camera, and now I just look red.
Like you got sunburned.
That's true.
Anyway, welcome to another eventful and exciting episode of This Guy, That Guy podcast, coming to you live from the great rained-out state of Arizona.
Yes. Yes. Rained out. So we were in Scottsdale on Friday, and there was like trees that were like huge oak trees that were like split in half, like vertically. It looked like a tornado had gone through. It was crazy.
Well, that's what we do here. We know how to do a big. Either we have no rain at all, or we know how to just flood the whole city.
Yeah.
And have trees get knocked over and it was crazy. It was just, it reminded me of Northwest rain, but it was coming down and in huge pockets. So, but we survived. We shall rebuild. We shall overcome. I think we've already got more rain this year than we did all of last year.
Probably.
But welcome to this exciting episode again. Appreciate you being with us. Appreciate you joining us. Through all of our technical snafus.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get it.
We will. I'll just make Chelsea stop watching Blippi while I'm trying to live stream.
We just need to get a good internet guy.
I know. If anybody out there knows one, please let us know.
Send them our way. We'll see what we can do.
Exactly.
Maybe you can do introductions for us or do some voiceover work for us.
Maybe.
But anyway, how's it going, Nick?
You know, been busy. What about you?
Been busy. Been definitely busy at work and some changes going on there, which we'll see how that ends up. But been busy. Fixing to go on a little vacation here in a couple days, so it's going to be nice.
A forced vacation? Or
yes.
Plan.
Well, both. I mean, we're going to get away for our anniversary, which is cool. So we're going out of town. Or not out of town. We're going to stay in town for our anniversary. But I have to use it, otherwise I lose it. So
we're good forced.
So we're taking off 4 days of work. So
that's awesome.
It's nice. It's over our anniversary and over Wesley's 16th birthday. So it's good timing on that part.
So you're going to start driving?
I don't know.
No. Why not? Why drive when you get your parents to drive you around?
Right. You got a skateboard. Why does he need anybody to drive him around town?
That's true.
But what's going on with you besides being busy?
Let's see. Just getting Chelsea ready to start school next week.
Oh, boy.
I know. Preschool.
Who's going to cry the most? You or Crystal?
Probably Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Crystal's mom already cried.
Well, that's grandma, of course, but.
Grandma's already cried. Probably Crystal. I'll probably cry when it's more like full time. Like it's right now, it's just 3 days a week, part time, like, you know, in the mornings.
It's like a milestone.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure Crystal will.
Okay. Sure. Right. If you're out there listening and watching this, I'm glad to take wagers on what you think.
I don't know.
who cries first and who cries the most.
Oh, I definitely cry the most. That's easy. Just who cries first. Just who cries first. I already lost that bet on who cries the most. That's me for sure. And then we're pretty sure Connor's going to start a new school.
Okay.
We need to hear back, and then I can let everybody know. He doesn't even know yet. So
is this a good thing?
It's a very good thing.
Okay.
So, but we're pushing it because the school starts in like a week. So we're trying to. We'll know here shortly. Should be cool. But other than that,
nice.
Other than that, that's exciting, game changing. I think it'll help him a lot. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's
awesome. It. I know we started shopping for Wesley's 16th birthday, which okay, because he doesn't watch, he doesn't have Facebook, so he won't see. But we're trying to track down a very hard item. He's wanted for 2 years, and we found it. And so I may have to show it on the next podcast.
Okay.
But we started buying all the components for it.
Oh.
And so we'll, he's wanted for a couple of years. Like I said, couldn't find it the last 2 years. And also, there's a plethora of them. So.
Okay. So
we'll find out. So I've been doing that and getting ready for that. And anniversary, we're going to, like I said, do a staycation and for his birthday, get that planned out. And the kids start school in a couple of weeks. So Kenny starts football practice in a couple of weeks. And so he's already got his 6 weeks of workout in.
Nice. So is he going to be on junior varsity?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because the guy in his position is a four-year starter. So unless something happens to him, he's a big Samoan dude who – I guess like a mountain, so.
Gotcha.
Going anywhere.
So he'll play on Thursdays?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I believe so. Unless he can't go.
I'll have to go up there and watch him play.
Absolutely. So that's all that's going on in our life the last couple weeks.
Sweet.
So some exciting things in the sports world.
The Olympics?
Yeah. The Olympics is going on, which, you know what, it's a weird feeling this year. I don't know if it's because we have Olympic athletes disrespecting the United States or we have males competing with female. I don't know what's going on.
That's all weird.
Yeah. It's all weird.
We have people refusing to compete against Israeli competitors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. We have men's basketball losing the last 3 out of 4.
Lost, they're done, they're out. It's like, what? It's like, what's going on right now? We didn't win any medals the first time since 72.
It's like it's everything's upside down and backwards. It's really strange.
It's definitely weird. What's going on right now? I was excited, then all of a sudden they started like, I'm not that excited.
And Aaron Rodgers is going back to the Green Bay Packers, probably. Yeah. I mean, everything's backwards and upside down.
So weird. So if you're a Packers fan right now, you're probably excited, but don't get excited. It's only for 1 year.
I know.
You know, so it's definitely going to be, his swan song. If they're going to let him out, you know. Mm-hmm. The question begs is, where does he go after this year? I know you
love what he does this year. Depends on what he does this year.
Does it matter, though? I mean, okay, wins the Super Bowl. Where does he go?
Anywhere he wants to. Right? He wins the Super Bowl.
Okay. He goes to the playoffs. Where does he go?
Denver. I mean, no, if he goes to the playoffs, loses in the first round. I mean, his options probably open up to him pretty well where he could go.
I think he's in Rodgers. He can go anywhere he wants to.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
That's just my opinion. I mean, unless he gets hurt. And then this question is, do you play full speed, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, if he gets hurt like 3 games in, like what do? If you're Aaron Rodgers, do you work really hard to come back to play 2 more games at the end of the year, or do you just kind of let it ride?
I hope you don't get traded to Houston.
Right?
For Deshaun Watson.
That would be...
You saw what he wants, right?
I saw that he wanted big money, but I didn't see what he wanted.
Well, Houston wants five top caliber player picks for Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Okay.
They forget it's only Deshaun Watson.
Is pot legal in Texas now? Is that why they're saying that? They're smoking something funky.
Too many concussions jumping off that horse.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
What's going on there, but my Jeez. Goodness. Yeah, so I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
So, you know, like last week, Nick, we talked about the most overrated teams.
Yes, we did.
Last week, we'll have a list of some of the most underrated teams.
Let's do it.
So, not in any particular order, Nick, on this, okay. Not in particular order. But they have the Denver Broncos as one of the underrated teams.
All right. Okay.
Last year, they went 5-11.
Yeah.
They're projected this year over under 8.5 games. Now, my question is, how do you win half a game?
A tie.
Okay.
All right.
Got me there. Okay.
I don't know.
So, Denver Broncos, one of them.
Okay.
I don't know if that shocks you or not. Probably not.
I feel like they're always underdogs.
But they're under, yeah, okay. I guess we all feel about that way about our teams, unless you're Kansas City. It's like, we're always top dog. The Colts, last year went 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
They're over under for this year's 10 games.
Okay.
So. Then we have the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that? They were 7-9 last year, projected over under 8.5.
I could see them being underrated for sure.
They still have Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So if they still got Kirk Cousins, I can see why they're underrated.
Yeah.
He's gotten his moments where he shines.
That's true.
Here's one that shocked me as being underrated. You have the Philadelphia Eagles, who were 4-11 last year. They're projected over under 7 games.
I feel like they always, I don't know, last year was kind of weird for them, right?
Carson Wentz is gone.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
How many years ago did they win the Super Bowl? That was what? 3 years ago?
Three or four years ago.
3 or 4? Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Well, you have Jalen Hurts now, but they have Devontae Smith. So, I don't know. Could be definitely interesting for the NFC East. We get the Cowboys. You got Dak Prescott coming back from his injury. So, are they going to be second to the Cowboys? Or
I don't want anybody to be second to the Cowboys.
So that's some of the most underrated teams going into the season.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that overall?
I think it's pretty. I mean, I can't disagree with any of those. Like, I don't think they're bad underrated. Like, you're like, oh, like, it's not a bad, those aren't bad picks to be underrated.
And do you think, this is kind of what I'm not a Cardinals fan at all, but don't you think the Cardinals should have been there instead of Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah. I feel like Cardinals
just are. Because of the recent pickups that the Cardinals got.
Yeah. But are they saying the Cardinals are going to be good this year, so they're not underrated? Or are they saying from last year to this year they're going to be underrated?
I don't know.
Because I think maybe they're just saying the Cardinals are going to be good this year. So they wouldn't be underrated. Expected. Yeah. I think they'll be all right. I think they'll contend.
Yeah. Because you got the teams I ever mentioned. I mean, you know, your typical Buccaneers and Seattle and Cardinals and, you know, these other teams that weren't mentioned. Are they going to do good? Are they just kind of right in the middle of the road and see what happens this season? Yeah, here's another thing. A coach is bouncing the NFL. They're not getting that Fauci-ouchy. So they're like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Did you say they're not getting the Fauci-ouchy?
Yeah, Fauci-ouchy. Heard on TikTok. I can't claim that. I heard it on TikTok. Fauci-ouchy.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, that's what I'm sorry. That's what I'm sorry calling it from now on.
Yeah, players not happy with it. So
there's already players that have gotten it that are already testing positive again. What do you expect?
Well, there's coaches who got the Fauci-ouchy.
Yeah.
And still got it.
That's so. What I'm saying. Like,
so
I don't know. No, do we want to go down the controversial route?
No. Oh, yes, but no.
Yes, we do. The live stream has been canceled.
You just got blocked by Facebook.
Yep.
You've been fact-checked.
Fact-checked for spreading misinformation.
Oh, goodness. So we have NBA champs, Nick.
We do.
Since we last spoke, you were right. Choked it. You're right in this 2-0 game lead.
And we were. I was riding that 2-0. Yeah. We choked.
I mean, they gave a good fight. You know, they put up a good, you know, good old college try. They fought to the end. I honestly think they were just too tired. They went through Denver so quick. They went through Clippers so quick. So I think they're just exhausted. I could be wrong, but I mean, I'm not a Suns fan, but just kind of looking back as a, you know, a not fan.
The Bucks figured them out. They figured them out. They figured out what they needed to do.
Well, then you got Giannis scored 50 points in game 7. You know, it's like, is this freaking nature?
Yeah. And like, why nobody's going to, he's, and he's like their worst free throw shooter on the team. And game 6, he missed like one. I think he went like 17 for 18 or something like that. You're like, okay. Like that. Yeah. When you have your worst free throw shooter doing something like that, you're like, it's in the cards for him to win.
Turn out the lights. Party's over.
Yeah. I'm disappointed because I wanted to buy a Suns championship hat. That was my big thing.
Oh, I'm sure you can. They probably made them up in Africa.
Probably. Yeah, over in Guana or something like that. Yeah.
That's what they do. They make it, you know, that's what the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Teams and, oh, look, the children in Africa are going to be happy.
Yeah.
New order every year.
Exactly. So
I'm sure you can find them somewhere on the black market of the internet somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
You'd be like, when did they win? They didn't. It's just my dream shirt.
I guess I could get a Western Division championship hat, but that's just not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah, but Blazers didn't get it. Lakers didn't get it.
That's true. Gosh, I hope the Lakers get nothing.
So does Chris Paul stay? Does Chris Paul leave?
I think he'll stay.
Think so.
Yeah.
Because Philly's called his name already.
So it's Lakers, right? Like, there's rumors they might go to Lakers.
Lakers asked for Magic Johnson to come back, so it doesn't surprise me. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, sign him to win your contract.
Yeah. I think he'll stay. I hope he does. Hope he doesn't start shooting better in the playoffs.
Like you said, quit focusing on making Safe Farm commercials and play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, so basketball season's over for another year.
Yep, and then we have football's about to start.
I'm excited for college football, let me tell you.
Me too. I'm going to go to some games this year because fans can be there, and it'll be fun.
Right. I think Oregon's coming to ASU again.
Oh, well, there you go. ASU has some fines out on them.
Mm-hmm.
Their football program. I think one of the coaches got put on leave. I didn't see what the violation was, but yeah, they were doing something that was against NCAA rules.
What? Playing football?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's against the ASU, so it's a good thing.
Right. Was it Herm Edwards or was it one of the assistants?
It was one of the assistants that got put on leave, so.
Okay.
Yeah. He can claim plausible deniability.
So we got college football coming up. We have the NFL starting. Workouts already started, right?
Yep. We have fantasy coming up.
We do.
We have fantasy football coming up.
Was Jack Jones and Ashari Crosswell suspended by Herm Edwards?
Oh.
Oh. Those two players.
No, there was a coach that was suspended. I thought I saw it either today or yesterday or in the last couple of days.
Then on Monday night, Doug Holler for the Athletic this year. Hmm. Who knows? Maybe. Also, too, their players are suspended. One of them leaves the program. Mm-hmm. Players' coach is suspended. Oh, for brawling. There's a fight.
Oh, was that recent?
Oh, wait, that's 1996. Never mind.
I was like, wait, what? And you're like,
oh. Hey, Scoople. Okay, well, not important. We're not that good anyway.
Yeah. Doesn't matter to me.
Do you have anything else for our lovely sports segment, Mr. Nick?
Sports. No, it's a little like low month, I think, for sports
right now. Yeah, if it wasn't for Olympics, you'd probably not be like, anything. Well, I mean, if you like hockey, some of our fans like hockey. The Seattle Kraken got their first expansion draft last week.
Oh, okay.
So we got a new NHL team. I think it's in the Western Division. Play against Arizona and stuff like that. So
they play against Las Vegas and stuff?
I think so. I think it's Division then.
Okay.
But yeah,
I don't follow hockey, so I don't know how it's like divided.
Not too much. I'd rather go in person and see it.
Yeah.
That's the only way I see it. Because it's cool inside because it's next to ice, but there's fights. Lots of fights. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that I don't have anything else for sports.
I don't either. Just a reminder before we get started, not this Thursday, next Thursday is our first Bible study. First Thursday of every month, go to our events page on This Guy, That Guy podcast Facebook page. The event's there, the link's there. Looking forward to having you join us. And as I said, a little bit more of a Bible teaching conversation, time with guys, you know, just kind of get to know each other and then just kind of, you know, talk God's word, then dive into the Bible, a little bit different than our podcast, but dive more into the Bible, more teaching, more encouraging, stuff like that. Today's episode is kind of a lot of Bible too. Kind of get the reason behind what we're going to talk about today, but we're just going to kind of dive in and hang out and get to know each other. And so next Thursday, not this Thursday, the first Thursday in August, 7:00 Arizona time, on our event page, links there. Be there or don't be there. But hope you're there.
Yep. August 5th.
August 5th.
Yes, sir.
There we go. That's
I'll be the there.
Date. I hope so. You're hosting the thing.
Like waiting for host to join. Waiting for
host to join. If you're not there, we're just looking at a blank screen at everybody.
Right.
But
well, that's funny.
Alrighty, how about we start on our conversation topic of the day?
Let's do it.
Let's get this conversation started. So, like, this came about, Romans chapter 6 came about.
Okay.
Key and I were having one of our late night discussions, and we were talking about. We're looking at Bible plans, you know, for teenagers and looking over, and he found one he liked and it was frequently asked questions by teenagers about the Bible. And And the first question was basically talking about Romans chapter 6. And the premise behind it was, well, if I'm a Christian, why can't I just keep living the way I am? Christ died for me. Why do I have to stop living that way? And I was like, that's a great discussion. So he read the whole chapter of Romans chapter 6. And he read a couple different versions, you know. I was like, that's a great topic to kind of dive into, especially as, you know, those of us that have kids and grandkids and just ourselves, you know, kind of dive into Romans chapter 6. And it was kind of funny. A friend of mine back in Oregon is teaching Wednesday night at a small group, and he's talking on Romans chapter 6. So it's funny how God works.
What's happening?
Certain things. So, so if you're following along or if you're listening, you definitely get your Bibles out. Now you can go back and listen and take notes if you like. But I think the first thing we need to really do, Nick, is kind of define grace, right? Talking about grace, made safe for grace. And I found it just a really, really simple definition. And it says this. It says, where'd it go? Nick, where'd it go? Oh, continuous goodwill. So if we look at the aspect of God, right, it's continuous goodwill by God is grace. As we kind of look at the word, we kind of dive into chapter 6 in Romans and kind of see how good God's grace is to us and the forgiveness that he has for us. And, you know, like I told Kenny, you know, his forgiveness as far as the east is from the west. He's like, what? This makes sense. I said, well, look far east and look far west. You never see the end of it, right? That's how much he loves us and he forgave us, you know. Talking about God's grace in Romans chapter 6. So we'll just kind of dive into it. And Nick and I just kind of piggyback off each other. He's got some things, I got some things. And
okay.
And we're going to start with kind of a first point here. This is the believer under grace and the problem of habitual sin. That's kind of what this topic is about, right? So we're under grace, under God's grace, and habitual sin. So Romans 6:1 says, should we have a life of sin so we can receive more grace? Okay. So what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And kind of what that means is the part of shall we continue to sin that grace may abound is Paul introduced this idea that sin, where sin abounded, okay? In Romans 5:20, he says, he now wonders if someone might take this truth to imply that it doesn't matter if a Christian lives a life of sin because God will always overcome greater sin with greater grace, okay? So it's like, it doesn't matter how I live. God's always going to forgive me, right? It's like that. I don't want to offend a certain religion, but just like, I'll just ask for forgiveness and move on. Right?
Right.
Yeah. After all, God loves sinners, so then why worry about sin? Okay? If God gives grace to sinners, then why not sin more and receive more grace? So some people think that their job is to sin and God's job is to forgive. So they will do their job and God will do his job. That's kind of the world's take on things. Right? Is, oops, messed up. I can just go ahead and, you know, do it again, right? Do you have anything to add to that so far?
Nope. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. This is a huge thing that comes up in our midweek with junior high kids, well, and high school kids too. Is well, if God's just going to forgive me, then what does it matter if I'm just you know, why does it matter if I sin or not?
Right. So,
This is great. Yeah, I think you hit it with that because, you know, verse 2 of Romans 6, he kind of answers this or starts to. I'm going to read from, there's two different versions that I have, but verse 2 says, certainly not. How shall we who died in sin live any longer in it?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially our hearts are changed once we've accepted Christ and been baptized. So if we are How can we live in sin if we are changed? Is what he's saying in that verse.
Yeah, he's talking about, you know, it's certainly not how shall we who how we who died to sin live any longer in it. For Paul, you know, the idea that anyone might continue in sin that grace may abound is unthinkable. Certainly not such a strong phrase. It might also be translated as perish the thought or away with that notion. Like, forget, stop thinking about that, right? They seem to be like, shut your mouth. You know, that's not how this is portrayed, right?
Right.
He goes on to say that, how shall we who died to sin live any longer? So Paul establishes an important principle here. When we are born again, when we have believed on Jesus for our salvation, our relationship with sin is permanently changed.
Right.
At that point, right? We have died to sin. So therefore, if we have died to sin, then we should not live any longer in it. Right? So it simply isn't fitting to live any longer in something you have died to.
Right.
Right. So if we're talking about sin, we're talking about the sin nature is, and we'll kind of get into the whole baptism thing, right? Because you know, creation, create anew. And what he's talking about here is, I like the thought, it says, it simply isn't fitting to live any longer as something that you have died to. To kind of for that, he says, he breaks down the last part, but we who died to sin, because at this point, Paul has so much to explain about what exactly he means by died to sin. But the general point is clear. Christians have died to sin, and they should no longer live in it. Before we were dead in sin, Ephesians 2:1 says now we are dead to sin, right? We're just dead to it. We, you know, we changed, we turned away from it. Why do you want to keep going back to that feeling? I don't know about you, but, you know, at the times in my life when I knew I did something wrong, or, you know, you can kind of get that feeling like, you know, you have to go before God and ask God's grace and forgiveness and move on. But people like that. Why do you want to kind of keep going back to there? You know, like this Bible scripture about, you know, dog returns home vomit. It just eats it. Why keep going back to that?
Yeah. So I'm 100% with you, but I think one of the important things to remember is that we, just because we're dead to sin doesn't mean that we won't struggle or we won't have struggles with sin. I think struggling is different than living in sin. Mm-hmm. Right? So just want to make that point on that one.
I think one is a conscious decision. One is you're going through life not trying to sin, right? That's the struggles, right?
Right.
We have struggle, you know, we have struggles with, you know, alcoholism, eating, sexual morality, you know, struggles with stuff, right? But there's some people just live all up in it, don't really care. And this is a lifestyle. It's like, God, forgive me one day when I get to it, there's a difference.
Right. Right?
It's the mindset of what you're doing. It's the mindset of what are you going to live in?
Right.
Like you said, it's not just because we're Christian, everything's perfect. That's the thing, some of the misconception about being a Christian is, well, you know, Christian, everything's perfect now, right?
Yeah.
I'm immortal, you know. It's all about the mindset.
Right.
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. So this, the illustration of the believer's death to sin, which is baptism, we talked about that a second ago.
Yeah.
Says, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even we are also should walk in newness of life. And he talks about the part where he says, or do you know, that first part of the scripture, the implication is that Paul is dealing with fundamental concepts that every Christian should know. It's like, don't you know? Right? You should know this.
Yeah.
The next part says, as many of us were baptized in Christ Jesus, the idea behind the ancient Greek word for baptized is to immerse or overwhelm something. Okay. The Bible uses this idea of being baptized into something in several different ways. So when the person is baptized into water, they are immersed or covered over with water. When they are baptized with the Holy Spirit, they are immersed or covered over with the Holy Spirit. And then when they are baptized with suffering in Mark 10:39, they are immersed or covered over with suffering. Here Paul refers to being baptized as immersed or covered over in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's two different things that he's talking about there in that those verses. Okay. So when he goes on, he says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead, water baptism being baptized into Christ. It's a dramatization or acting out of the believer's immersion or identification with Christ Jesus in his death and resurrection. So from this, another references to baptism in Paul's writings, it is a plan that he did not regard baptism as an optional extra in the Christian life. It's something we had to do, right? It's that public announcement. It's that showing of, you know, I'm going down. That's one thing, and I'm coming up as something else.
Right.
Right. That's water baptism.
That was 4 and 5, right?
That was 3 and 4.
Oh, 3 and 4.
You can't go more in depth too, and that's if you want to continue on. Do you have something you want to add to that, or
no, I don't. Go ahead.
Okay. So that's probably the scripture says we were buried with him as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Again, go down, something else come out, walking new. It's that sin nature, right? We're not living in sin. We're not sinning on purpose. Sometimes we struggle with some new life. We have a new purpose. It says, of course, baptisms also has the association of the cleansing, but that is particularly relevant to Paul's goal here. We also talk about a cleansing. Because in this regard, baptism is important as an illustration of spiritual reality. Okay? But it does not make that reality come to pass. If someone has not spiritually died and risen with Jesus, all the baptisms in the world will not accomplish it for them if they haven't done that.
Okay? Right.
But Paul's point is clear here. He says something dramatic and life-changing happened in the life of a believer. You can't die and rise again without it changing your life. The believer has a real, although spiritual, death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. So when you look at the aspect of Jesus, he had his ministry before he was crucified, right? And died on the cross, went to hell, stole the keys to sin and death, rose on the third day. It was a whole different story after that, right? I mean, it's the ultimate game changer.
Right.
When we look at it from our aspect of it is we're dying to ourselves as we go under. As we come up, we've changed, right? I've never seen anybody, I've seen a lot of baptisms, I perform baptisms like that. I've never seen anybody go down and come up and go, yeah, I got nothing. I just got wet. You know, usually when people get to that point, they're like, something changed. Because they had to make several decisions to get there, to that point, to make that decision and understand what's happening. It's more of like an illustration, you know, based on that.
Right. Baptism is definitely an important part. That's something that Connor and I have been talking about being baptized next time we do it, next time church does baptism. So.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Absolutely. Are we going to do 5? Or 4? You want to do 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So, verse 5 says, if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly, we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our man was crucified with him. I comprehended it wrong. That the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. I read our old man like an old person.
Oh,
but It's us as an individual, our old person,
our old self
would have probably been a little bit better in that context. Our old man. I don't know why I comprehended that wrong. It made me pause. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Am I reading that right?
Yeah. So this just goes further into depth of what Ken was talking about, you know, once we have come to Christ, once we've been baptized, that we are united together, right, with his likeness. And like Ken said, not just when he died, but also when his resurrection. And so it changes us. And I think that change makes us know that our sin is not good, right? So we have that knowing that we need to repent when we do sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he's talking about there, we talk about united together. The expression, this expresses a close union, right? When we're united together, the phrase exactly expresses the process by which a graft becomes united, right? So a lot of times you talk here grafting of, you know, they take, you know, skin graft from one place and put another place to, you know, bring the skin together to help grow, or, you know, muscle, you know, pull muscle from one place to help tear up another muscle, and knee surgeries and stuff like that. It's a graft becomes united with life of the tree. The union is of the closest sort, and life from Christ flows through him. So this fits in with Jesus' picture of abiding from John 15, right? So this close union is both in his death and in his resurrection. God has both experienced those for us. He's already experienced that for us. Paul expressed a similar idea for his own life in Philippians 3:10-11, where he talks about that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Some are all too ready to be united together in the glory of resurrection, but are unwilling to be united together in his death. Yeah, life. I'm all about life. Ooh, death stuff. Yeah, you can have that death stuff, right? You can go ahead and die to self, but the word death and me just don't really mix, right?
Right.
But hey, right. I'll be united with you in life, and everything's, you know, happy go lucky here, right?
Yep.
Nothing's kind of where some people will pull back the reins a little bit. Then he talks about the part of the scripture, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Our participation in the death of Jesus makes our participation in his resurrection certain. So, you know, it's too easy for some Christians to focus solely on the crucified life, failing to see that as part and an essential part of a bigger picture, preparation for resurrection life. You know, kind of, I think you kind of get narrow-minded in our walk, you know, with grace and with forgiveness and walking down that path, right? So we don't want to see, sometimes we don't see both sides, which can be, again, choosing to look at the good side, not looking at more of the death and resurrection and sometimes the pain and suffering to go along with that.
Right.
Let me break down scripture a little bit more. It says, knowing this, that our old man, you just talked about old man, that our, not our age, but our old man was crucified with him. The death of the old man is an established fact. It happened spiritually when we were identified with Jesus' death at our salvation, right? So old man becomes new, right?
Right.
Our old person goes under, new person comes up. The old man is the self that is patterned after Adam. Okay, you know, our friend Adam had eaten the apple, started this whole sin business, right? The old man, Adam, okay? none of us nailed the old man to the cross. Our old person, Jesus did it, and we are told to count it as being done. So Christ did it. It's already been done. Christ went through that pain. Christ went through the, you know, being nailed on the cross. It's already done. In us, there was nothing even to sicken and to weaken our old man, much less to murder him by crucifixion. God had to do this. God had to take that place.
Right.
Do that for us. Right. So we didn't have to do that. Again, in the place of the old man, God gives the believer a new man, okay? A self that is instinctively obedient and pleasing to God. This aspect of our person is that which was raised with Christ in his resurrection. The New Testament describes the new man for us. Okay, old man gone, new man here. In Ephesians 4:24 says, the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Colossians 3:10 says, the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the images of him who created him. Again, we have us, what we think of ourselves, what we know, goes down, comes back up. You're creating the image of God, what God created for us, right? Mm-hmm. Goes back to what you said, Nick. We're not living in sin. We may struggle at times. We may have issues, but we know who we can go to. God's grace, right? Talking about continuous goodwill, continually forgiving us and shedding grace on us, regardless of what we do, regardless of what we say. But we have that ability because we're crucified with him.
Right. And then when he says we're no longer slaves to sin, it doesn't mean that we won't sin. It just means that we're not dead to the law of sin. So we're not dead to sin. We will sin, but we're just not. We're resurrected with Christ.
Right. So the two other places in the New Testament where it mentions the old man, uh-huh. It reminds us to consider him done away with, telling us to put off the old man and something dead and gone in Ephesians 4:22 and Colossians 3:9, which I just read. So strictly speaking, we don't battle the old man. We simply reckon him as dead.
Mm.
Okay. Evil enters us now as an interloper and as a stranger and works sad havoc. But it does not abide in us upon the throne. It's like an alien and a despised and no one honored and delighted in. We are dead to the reigning power of sin. Charles Spurgeon said that. We are dead to that reigning power. Right? So you kind of see, when you see somebody who is just, you know, bound up and living in sin and just, you know, spiritually tortured, when you see them before and you see them after, that kind of describes we are dead to the reigning power of sin. If that makes sense.
Yep. So we are. Oh, what's up?
So what else we got here?
Oh, I was going to say we're almost to the 50-minute mark. I didn't know if we wanted to keep going or.
No, I think this is a good place to stop and pick up part two next time.
Cool. Works for me. So we went through, just kind of recap, we went through Romans 6. We got through verses 6, I think. Right. Yep, verse 6. Yeah. If you guys just joined us or just kind of recap, we're talking about Romans 6. It's a great way of a great example of why when we're born again that we're not living in sin, or an example of why it's not okay to live in sin just because God will forgive us. So anything you wanted to add or summarize before we tell these good folks where to find us?
No, just go back and watch a YouTube video that comes out, you know, day or two following this. Don't forget your Bibles, your concordances, read along. Join us next week, you know, give us some feedback, you know, add in your thoughts and opinions on the first 5, 6, 7 verses of Romans chapter 6. Let's know what you think about this too. Do you like this stuff? Do you not like this stuff? Do you want us to mix it up? You know, we want you guys to obviously watch and download a podcast, all that kind of fun stuff. But at the same time, we want to make sure it's stuff that's appealing and interesting to you and stuff like that. So let us know what you think. Let's, you know, give us thoughts. Email us, thisguythatguypodcast@gmail.com, and just say, hey, that's great stuff. Or, nah, go back to what you guys were doing before. Save that, you know, the deep stuff for your mints. Well, I don't know, whatever. Just be kind. Yeah. If you're not going to be kind, well, God love you anyway. We're going to get that place.
Oh man.
We love to hear feedback. You know, the thing too, do you like the hour long podcast? Do you want shorter podcasts? You guys don't tell us a lot. We just think you just love us all the time and we're just got the ooey gooey feelings and we just keep going, you know? So like, you know, thumbs up, you watch our lives and you know, and you download our podcast and you watch our YouTube video. So thank you. Appreciate it. So let us know what you think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I second what Ken said. Tell us what you think, as long as it's good stuff. just Just joking. Just remember to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. That'd be great. Like, share this live stream, please. Go if you want to listen to Car. We're on all the major podcast channels. So if there's a certain podcast app that you like to use, we're probably on there. And the anything else, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Please, please, please come to our, we're hosting our Bible study on August 5th. And we'd love to have you. And I think that's it. I think it covered everything. And then that, Ken, you got anything else?
Nailed it. Nope. Right. And I'll just, speaking of faith, we'll see you August 5th at 7 o'clock. Links in the event page.
Well, for this guy, that guy podcast, we're out.
See ya.